Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 12th, 2017. Calling it the biggest clubhouse for startups in Europe, on the east side of the Görlitzer Park and the other side of the Landwehrkanal, the Berlin entrepreneur Udo Schlummer is currently turning a former AGFA factory into a workspace for young entrepreneurs in the digital sector. The opening date is set for the end of October, early November. In 2011, the former real estate entrepreneur had the idea for a startup campus in Berlin and, 3 years later, opened Factory Berlin at Bernauer Straße, where companies such as Uber, Google, SoundCloud, and Twitter settled. Schlummer has redefined the office community with the factory. The space at Görlitzer is now factory number 2. When the startup campus is ready, it will offer 14,000 square meters on 5 floors, surpassing the size of the original factory in Mitte. In addition, there will be a restaurant, cafe, library, meditation and yoga room, and a cinema with sofas, plus a laboratory with 3D printers and laser cutters. Use is reserved for the so-called factory community. Their members must pay a monthly fee after passing the application process. The community currently has 1,000 members. Schlummer sees the factory as a business club in which startups and established companies can get together. According to the authorities, the number of violence-leaning Salafists in Berlin has risen. As of the end of June, 410 were known, rising from 380 in 2016 and only 200 4 years ago. This can be inferred from a Senate response to a request by the SPD deputy, Tom Schreiber. Salafism, per German intelligence, is a particularly conservative form of Islam and is said to be the most important breeding ground for terrorism. It is regarded as the fastest-growing Islamic movement in Germany. Since 2012, authorities have recorded over 120 Islamists who have traveled from the capital to Syria or Iraq to fight or support jihad, a percentage of which returned to Germany. Schreiber demands that the problem be tackled by two sides. He stated that the important thing is to expand the network of prevention and repression. For example, a countrywide program of de-radicalization should be strengthened. He also remarked that local police need to know where potential Islamist terrorists reside. As more and more terror suspects are imprisoned, Schreiber added that we have to be careful in Berlin, but also nationwide, that there are no terrorist cells in the detention cells. The sculpture entitled Monument by German-Syrian artist Manaf Halbunis will be displayed in front of the Brandenburg Gate from November 11th through the 26th. The installation is composed of 3 upright standing buses and reminds one of barricades that were built by civilians in Aleppo in 2015 to protect citizens from snipers. The sculpture was presented in front of the Dresdner Frauenkirche between February and April 2017. It triggered massive protests, especially supporters of the Pegida movement thought that the sculpture violated the commemoration of the bombardment and destruction of Dresden during World War II. The exhibition is organized by the Maxim Gorky Theater. It is part of the theater's Autumn Salon that will be showing around 100 different pieces from national and international artists across Berlin. For the 4th time in a row, the Lollapalooza Festival organizers want to move to a different location in Berlin next year. The Olympia Park is targeted as the new spot. Last weekend, the festival took place at the Rennbahn-Hoppegarten, which was met with protests by residents. Additionally, the S-Bahnhof-Hoppegarten was not fit to serve the influx of fans who wanted to get back to the city after the last show. On Saturday, users of public transportation had to wait for several hours to get into an S-Bahn. A total of 85,000 fans attended each day. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.